Okay, the long and lengthy NBA regular season is over, and we want to welcome you back to the fastest 2 hours in radio as we continue to talk about the 2014 NBA playoffs, a number of exciting matchups that we are going to be tracking for you. And right now, we're going to focus our attention on the Western Conference. All eight teams very capable of making a deep run, and a lot of matchups we're keeping our eye on, of course, is the San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks, a great in-state rivalry. Game one will be Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on TNT. In San Antonio. We are so pleased to welcome in Rodney Fisher. He is with RF Sports up in Dallas. He's the executive producer and host. He covers the NBA very, very closely. It's good to have you with us tonight. Thank you, Rodney.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, all right, so the stage is set. The Spurs have been absolutely amazing all season long. I mean, can you believe they have another 62-win season? They secure the best record in the league, 62-20, and Dallas with 49 wins on the year. How do you see this particular matchup playing out in the playoffs?
Well, it's going to be a tough matchup. I don't think there's really any easy matchups in the Western Conference this season, just by the way these teams have finished out. The Mavericks, you can argue that they're playing pretty much their best ball the last 10 games. The last 10 have been 6-4. Against some teams that are going to be in the playoffs, they've won some games. But San Antonio kind of has the Mavericks' number. I mean, they've lost 9 straight to San Antonio, and that goes back, you know, more than just one season. Mm-hmm. It goes back 2 seasons. So I think it's going to be a tough matchup, but I've got to give the edge to the San Antonio Spurs, another 60-plus game win season. So I got to give the edge to them. I think it'll be tough. I think the Mavs will make it interesting.
You know, a lot of folks are saying that. They are counting Dallas out and not giving them a chance. But I'll tell you what, I mean, with Dirk, anything is possible. But if you even look beyond that, really, Monte Ellis, I mean, he caught fire against Memphis in the fourth quarter. And he is a guy, you've seen this, Rodney, he is very capable of hitting some big-time shots, even against Portland earlier in the year.
Absolutely. He's got some game winners for the team already in his first season with the Mavericks. You know, the thing for the Mavericks is defensively, they got to find a way to stop some of the other perimeter players like Danny Green, who's really torched the Mavericks this season, and prevent him from shooting the three ball. If they can do that, they've got a chance. I like the way they've played. It just seems like for some reason, San Antonio's kind of got that team that just matches up so well with the Mavericks and can create their own problems.
The executive producer and host of RF Sports, rfsports.com, and his dad, Rodney Fisher, is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I think another key for Dallas, yeah, we're talking about Dirk and Monte, but the other guys that got to do some heavy lifting is the bench. Bench production is going to be absolutely critical in order for them to make a run.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you look at the bench for San Antonio, they got to match that intensity and that level. You know, San Antonio this entire season did not have a guy that averaged over 30 minutes a game. So they're going to play their entire bench. You know, for Dallas, you know, my guy's Brandon Wright. I know you've seen him play.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming there, make a big difference coming off the bench. And then, of course, bringing in Devin Harris to play a little guard as well. So Dallas has got to match that, along with Vince Carter, can't count him out also. They've got to match that intensity. I think, you know, for Rick Carlisle, for the way he's coached his team, he's got a 500 record against the Spurs in the playoffs, so he's got to rely on his expertise and try to put the right game plan together to make this interesting for the Mavericks.
Of course, the Dallas Mavericks, Brandon Wright, joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier in the week. And I know, Rodney, you're at all those games. Isn't it amazing just to watch how much he has evolved as a player? I mean, he's shooting 67% from the floor. You ever seen a more efficient player than Brandon Wright?
No, I haven't. And the way he's come along from fighting for minutes to now being a big part of this team is really commendable on him. I mean, he worked out in the offseason to get better, work on his game. And then defensively, he's been a force as well, too. That block he had in the Phoenix game, I mean, helped the Mavericks make the playoffs. So, you know, he's been a great all-around player, a very, very humble guy, and he fits that Mavericks mold that they've tried to create over the last few seasons. So I think he's a perfect fit. I think he can only go up from here. So I hope the playoffs is really a kind of a coming-out party for him, to get the league on notice that Brandon Wright is here and he's here to play.
Hey, Rodney, we were out in L.A. together. How about that perfect game from him, too? 10-for-10 and 3-from-3 from the free throw line.
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, have you seen a Maverick go have a perfect game?
Yeah.
I mean, for him to do that at his size and the way he plays, how to play down low and be physical, especially against a team like the Clippers and also the Lakers as well, I mean, the way he played in those games, it's so it speaks highly of the way he is and his work ethic and what he's able to do.
And immediately in postgame, deflected any praise from himself but to his teammates, credited his teammates putting him in the right place and being able to hit those high percentage shots. We've got to give some credit to San Antonio. We're talking about 62 wins in the regular season, and it all starts at the top with head coach Greg Popovich. What's been your impressions and your takeaways from just another outstanding coaching job?
You know, with Greg, everyone in the media, for some reason, has a love-hate relationship with Greg Popovich. You know, you don't know how he's going to answer your questions when you ask him. Those that have been there. But you have to respect him for what he's been able to do. And he's in San Antonio, so he flies below the radar. But he's on any basketball fan's radar for what he's done with that team, from bringing guys in and putting them on from a D-League roster. He pulls from there. He pulls from overseas. And he really gets these guys that fit his mold and his way of thinking and the way that he wants his team to play. And for him to be able to do it for so long, I mean, it's just incredible. It's incredible. And you know he's still not thinking about – he doesn't care if his guys don't play the last couple of games or if he sits them against the Miami Heat in the middle of the season. His goal is to win a championship, and he knows the way he had it in his grasp in that game six of last season that he wants it all this year. So I think he's got a new intensity. I think Tim Duncan has an intensity, Ginobili, Parker as well. From getting so close, I'm really going to be interested to see how they come out in game one.
Rodney, thanks so much. Send my best to your dad, and we will talk to you again real soon. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.